How wonderful, how wonderful. All beings are the wisdom and perfection of the Buddha. This is a statement of the Buddha upon seeing the morning star and being awakened. Another way is, all beings, I and all beings of the great earth are together attained the way. And then there's the added statement in the sutra, in the Avatamsaka Sutra, but because of delusions and attachments, they suffer. They're blind to the life that we are, and they suffer. Therefore, the Buddha sets forth to teach, to find ways to enable all of us to live the life that we truly are. In the United States, in this coming week, we will celebrate the Declaration of Independence, signed on July 4th, which emphasizes the importance, the inherent intimacy of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. In a way, the Buddha says, life. This is the Buddha's teaching. All beings are the life of the universe, wisdom, compassion. Life. So we will hear, read this in many ways in the next week, in media, in other places. But these are good reminders of what and who we are all the time. Life. To be alive is the life of the Buddha. Unless we refuse to be that when we are caught up in our stories about what is and isn't the life that I should have, that he should have, that he wants, that she does. Life is the life of the Buddha that you are. And yet we get to notice the many ways that we add on about life right now. And we miss the life of the attained way that we all are. The Buddha says, all beings are the wisdom and compassion of the present moment. And yet, somehow we believe some things we say or others say, some things we judge about them out there, what she did, what he did. All of these, life, liberty is the liberty to be the life we are, to be the Buddha we are. Not we, meaning me in here, but we all are this, except when we believe attachment and delusions. And it's always us. Individually at this moment, feeling attachments to what should or shouldn't be right here that creates suffering and harming. But if we can hear life, we can be the liberty to be the life that we are. We are all free to be the life we are, not the story we have about how my life could go, because then we could have lots of, I shouldn't be ill about this, I shouldn't have this allergic reaction, I should be able to have this amount of these goods, and she should want to do this with me, and that's the happiness that I need to pursue, as opposed to the happiness of being right here, this universe, awake in life. See, the Buddha looked up and saw the morning star. He didn't say, you know, that star is not a very bright one, or it's too bright, or it's in the wrong part of the sky, or why is it in that color spectrum and not that way? See, always our life is offering us reminders and support to be the life of the universe that is our life right now, to be the wisdom and perfection of events and cause and effect right here. And then to do out of that wisdom that we are what's called for in these circumstances. But we believe stories about what does it mean to be life, to have life. They should have done that, whether we're talking about now, 100, 250 years ago, that wasn't good enough. No. It's always right here, including our stories about the past and the future, including our stories about self and other, but not being blinded or hindered by them, not or noticing where we're believing them and causing trouble for ourselves or others. That's the fundamental teaching of the Buddha. How do I face whatever winds are blowing in whatever direction and do what's appropriate, what's in my capacity, and yet see this with the eye of wisdom, the prajna eye, that sees form is exactly empty and empty is exactly form. See, what is it to do to relieve suffering, whether it's so-called my suffering or so-called that of others, to see where harming is and where there's an opportunity for us, not where there's a story about it and I could think about how terrible they are and how they should, etc., or how I should, or how it should. Should, would, could, all these are fine thoughts. They might enable us to plan appropriately and to act skillfully, but if we're entangled in them, then we miss right here the life of the universe, all beings, wisdom, compassion. So, I mean, one of the things about approaching July 4th is that we will be hearing and reading and seeing all sorts of variations, even those that say, oh, this is terrible for America to commemorate this, or they're not doing it right. It's just another form of the universe supporting us in being here now. Of course, if you're not in America, then that isn't the support you get. You get other ones. If you're in Europe right now, it might be, how do you deal with the heat wave? Oh, it's so hard. Some of you might know I was in Europe about a month ago now, and it was hot then. And where I was, there was nothing that you could really call air conditioning. I mean, there was some sort of device that blew some cooler air in, but didn't air condition. And it was in the high 80s every day. And the high 80s continued until well past 10 and 11 o'clock. It was light until past 10. And then in the morning, it was hot again quickly. Wonderful opportunities. How to be alive right now the way it is. How to live freely by giving ourselves to the liberty of being this moment and responding appropriately. And noticing where I'm using the pursuit and believing the pursuit of happiness that I think I need, as opposed of being the happiness of this moment, life of the universe, the way it is, the way the condition is, my bodily condition, young, old, strong, weak, with the people I want, with the people that I don't want, all the other ways that we miss the perfection that we are, the perfection that the universe is, which, of course, can use any improvement you want to make out of that perfection. That's what sitting Zazen is. It's being this moment as is. Life, liberty is the willingness to be this moment. And the pursuit of happiness is simply letting go of whatever binds our happiness to being the way it is right now. And that includes when the bell rings, ding, getting up and walking kinhin. When Zazen is done, going out and taking care of your vegetable garden, or doing what's next in your life, cleaning the dishes, cooking the food, greeting the people that you meet. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, including the conditions of this moment, of this life, the way it is, coughing, not coughing, aching, all the ways, with the people I want and with people that, well, why are they acting so strange? Or noticing where we're believing our judgments, believing our stories, believing and entangling, being caught in the self-centered dream that keeps us from this life. So, I'm sure, well, I'm not sure of anything, but it's possible you might hear more about this celebration of July 4th, signing of the declaration. Failures to manifest the Declaration of Independence doesn't keep us from being reminded. The failures to relieve suffering and harming, to let go of attachments and delusions, isn't a problem. We simply get to notice, oh, I believe these delusions right now. Ah, okay. That's the whole teaching of Zazen, of the Buddha, to be this moment allows us to allows the release of the caught. So notice caught and then be life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, that your life and the life of the universe and the life of everyone you meet is from the beginning. Nothing extra needed. No pursuit anywhere else except right here. Thank you.